الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم. This ayat is ayat of Surah Nur in the 18th Supara. The connection of this ayat with the previous ayats is this instance and the event of ifk. Ifk, as Maulana had explained, was the false accusation and slandering of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha by the munafiqin. The connection is that in that instance, there were many simple-minded, innocent Muslims who also got involved, and with the blowing of the wind, they also made certain remarks against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So yeah, now, particularly for that, Allah tabaraka ta'ala is warning the believers that they must not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. That is, they must also not get involved in slandering, false accusation, in backbiting, in rumoring, rumor mongering, which is very common. They must be very careful. So it refers directly to that. But a principle of tafsir is that meaning, and that is not only for that occasion. To understand the ayat, we have to understand for what it was revealed. But it is general for all conditions also. And not only for that time, but till the day of Qiyamah, this ayat also refers to. So in this ayat, Allah is saying, O you who believe, لا تتبعوا, do not follow in the footsteps, خطوات الشيطان, footsteps of shaitan. In other words, whenever some event happens in our town, so people will start, which is common with people, somebody will say this, somebody will say that, don't go by hearsay. That is following in the footsteps of shaitan. Find out properly. First of all, if it's not your business, don't get involved in it also. Our business is to make Allah's ibadah, to make our zikr, our tilawah. We don't do what we have to do, but we are finding out what is happening here, what is happening there. Like perhaps in our town, politics are everywhere, in every home, in every town, there is politics. And on a national level today, which we are very careful about, the ikhtilaf and the differences amongst the ulama. And there is nothing new. In the Sahaba, they had differences also, radiallahu anhu. So the ulama also have differences. But we don't do what we have to do, and we are making decisions with regard to them, who's right, who's wrong. We are giving them advices what they must do. We are not even small fries, we are nothing. But we are giving advice to big ulama, whether it's in our mind or whether it is in our private discussions, and we are doing that. That is following in the footsteps of shaitan. In everything else also, our dressing, our lifestyle, anything and everything, don't do what shaitan tells you to do. Don't become the friend of shaitan. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لَكُمْ, he is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. So make him, treat him like your enemy, not your friend. You don't follow what he's got to say. Also, our nafs, our desires, whether it is even our anger that we want to vent, we are following in the footsteps of shaitan. And when we bad other thoughts, evil thoughts of woman, etc., that's also following in the footsteps of shaitan. So Allah warns us against that. And then Allah says, if you are those who will do that, وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, those who follow in the footsteps of shaitan and do what he commands you. And you didn't put Allah in your heart, shaitan is in your heart. And he is guiding your life and you are doing what shaitan tells you. Look this side, talk this, take out your anger like this, shaitan is in control of you. If that is happened, فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرَ, then know that shaitan only commands with the most lewd, absurd, the most lewd and most terrible sins. And for Munkar, all the wrong things Shaitan commands. So if you're going to follow in his footsteps, he's not going to tell you to do good things. He's not going to take you towards Jannah, towards righteousness. He's going to command you at the most evil and the most sinister and the most terrible things. So be very careful. And now, how can you get Shaitan out of your heart, that you don't follow him? We have befriended Shaitan. We just think freely whatever we want to. We are free thinkers. Other people who are free thinkers, atheists, we say so bad. Or in the deen, free thinkers like Salafis who don't follow any imam, we say they are so bad. We also are free thinkers. And in all, how many matters, our thinking must be also governed and controlled according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But Shaitan is in charge. Now you have to take out Shaitan from your heart. And you have to get the help of Allah. And you have to put Allah in your heart. So for that, you need the fazl of Allah. The fazl is like your small children. They used to go to farm shops, they buy something, and then they give them some little sweets or something for nothing. That is fazl. That you're not worthy of it, you don't deserve it. Just for nothing it was given. So Allah's fazl. Not by because of our actions. Not because of what we do, just by the kind of the kindness of Allah and the rahmat of Allah. You need the mercy of Allah. So in other words, you have to beg from Allah for his fazl, that special fazl and that special rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ Had it not been for the fazl of Allah upon you, وَرَحْمَتُهُ And the special mercy, rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا None of you would ever acquire tazkiyah, purity and cleanliness of the heart. And once the heart is clean, Allah automatically comes in that heart. When the heart is clean of kufr and shirk, of nifaq, hypocrisy and bid'at, innovations, of our lowly desires, of dirt and filth, we don't give somebody water to drink in a glass when the glass is dirty on the outside. Inside is clean. But just because the outside got some stains, we don't give somebody water. And if you give, that person feels offended also. So how will Allah come into a heart that is filled with the worst pollution inside the heart? So cleanse your heart. And in order to cleanse it, one of the things that is greatly required, beg of Allah. And those of us, there are many of us who are not even thinking ever to cleanse our heart. If there is anyone that my heart must be cleansed, then one of the things to be used is to beg of Allah regularly, that oh Allah, by that special fazl and special raham of yours, will clean my heart. Allah says, if that was not there, nobody would gain a tazkiyah, anyone from amongst you, min ahadin abada, none, never would ever gain tazkiyah, purity, cleanliness of the heart. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ But it is Allah who purifies whose heart Allah wants to. And one interpretation, who wants his heart to be cleansed, Allah cleanses that person's heart. So Allah, many times of His own, Allah cleanses the heart of a person. And on the other hand, those who want their heart to be clean, and they make the effort also, they make the right dua, the right effort also, their hearts get clean. And when your heart is clean, Allah comes in your heart. Then Allah does not guide you to wrong and evil. Allah guides you to Jannah and to righteousness. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ And Allah is the hearer of everything. And He is the knower of everything. Whether you show yourself, I'm a very pious person, and whatever I do it with great sincerity, but Allah knows what is in your heart. And all your private meetings you have, and all your sinister plotting, Allah is hearing everything. You cannot deceive Allah Ta'ala. You can deceive the people by looking like a big buzurg, by putting on a big amama and big kurta and beard, but Allah, you cannot deceive Him. Would you just do the next ayat also? وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَن يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ One of the things that happen in this instance of if, the false accusation of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. This first ayat refers to particularly Hazrat Mista radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the nephew of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a simple-minded, innocent Muslim, hearing what people are talking, he also started talking. And he also said things about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu. He was a poor person, a muhajir also. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to help him financially also, giving monthly allowance, etc. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt very hurt that my daughter and he, I help him, is my family member, and he also spoke against my daughter. We all know your daughter is in your heart, is part of your heart. And he spoke against my daughter, so that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu vowed that I will never help him again. I help him all the time, and he bites the hand that helped him, I won't help him anymore. Look at Allah's level, the akhlaq, the khalaqu bi akhlaqillah. We must have akhlaq of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala said that who are ulul fadl, those people who have got fazl, that means who are very high and noble in character, who are outstanding people, it's not proper for them. And those people who are wealthy, wasa'ati, who have got enough means, and who have got good akhlaq, so it's not proper for them that they must stop the allowance of such a person. So Allah Ta'ala says, this shouldn't deter the people who have got this, who are ahl-e-fazl, people of great position and standard, and who are wealthy also, and you too, that they stop giving. So they must keep on giving, ulil qurba, the people who are in your close family, wal masakeen, and the poor people, wal muhajireen, and those people who made hijrat fi sabilillah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala advised Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this mister, he's your family member, he's an ordinary person, but don't stop his your generosity. Your allowance you are giving him, don't carry on. Give him also. So Allah wants that. And more in front, Allah says, wal ya'afu, wal yasfahu, and overlook. Don't take him to task even for that. Well, yes, fahu. Just completely ignore the whole matter. This type of akhlaq we are supposed to have. Imagine your own daughter, somebody speaks bad about her, how you will feel it. But even that person, Allah Ta'ala says, overlook it. Forgive him. Don't take him to task for that. This kind of akhlaq we should have. But today we can't forgive our wives also. We can't forgive our children also. Anyone just said something against me, I go up in a rage and I become angry and I can't tolerate it. That's not the akhlaq that a Muslim is supposed to have. We are supposed to have that akhlaq that we can overlook, we can forgive. This is a great, great quality to overlook and to forgive. And then Allah, how beautiful the Quran is to encourage us on that. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you love that Allah must forgive you? If you want Allah to forgive you, you forgive the other people. Those who learn to overlook and forgive others, Allah, they will find Allah forgiving for them also. We all know our gunas, we all know how bad we are, but if we learn to forgive others, Allah will forgive us also. And remember, Allah, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. He is the most forgiving, oft forgiving. If we make a mistake, somebody, our wife, our children, workers make a mistake, one time we may forgive. Two, three times, five times the same day, 10 times, who will forgive? Allah, if you make the same mistake 100 times in a day, and you ask Allah forgiveness, Allah will still forgive you. And Allah, after forgiving, not only that He forgave you, He showers His mercy upon you. If somebody in this world committed some crime, capital crime, and he went against the government also, but then he begs forgiveness from the state president, prime minister, clemency. They said, okay, we forgive you, we overlook. You are found guilty also, you had life sentence, you had death sentence, but we forgive you and we overlook. That's all they will do. They won't tell you, now we're giving you 10 blocks of flats also, and 10 filling stations also. and 10 farms also. That they will, when Allah forgives, not only forgives, Allah converts the sins into good deeds. All that sins, Allah converts it into good deeds. And Allah showers a person with His mercy also. In other words, you were dirty, Allah washed you, He forgave you. Not only that, He put on some perfume for you also. And He put on some new clothes for you also. He made you like a new sixpence, shining sixpence. He made you shine again. So beg of Allah for His forgiveness. And in that path, forgive other people. And make it our daily practice, especially at night before going to sleep, that, oh Allah, whoever has wronged me, and he's got a right over, I got a right over him, I forgive all those people. And then see how Allah's forgiveness will come to you. We can only forgive. If we forgive somebody, we're not going to give them 10 million rand also. When Allah will forgive, Allah will change your gunas into good deeds. Allah will make you your fragrant, and Allah Ta'ala will make you shine. So learn to forgive others, and we will get Allah's forgiveness. We gave our forgiveness, which is so small, and we got Allah's forgiveness, which is so great. So may Allah Ta'ala let us benefit, mashallah. Quran tafsir takes place every morning. Few days, hadith. Yeah. All these lessons, listen to it and pay attention. It's not a sleeping period that Maulana is speaking and we sleeping it away. And it's not our wazifa period. While the bayan is carrying on, we reading our wazifas. Some people don't listen. They're so buzur, they carry on with their wazifas. And Allah says, Allah hasn't made two hearts for a person. That we can hear also and we can read also. So do one thing at a time, listen attentively. And who listens with his ears and with the ears of his heart, Allah will put it in that person's heart. If we're just listening with the ears of our head, it will go in our head. If we listen with concentration, devotion, with the ears of the heart, it will go in our heart also. May Allah Ta'ala accept this whole tafsir, all our lessons, and may Allah make it part of our life, that it comes into our life, inshallah. And anyone ever told Maulana Muhammad, Jazakallah, you give us Quran lessons? There was somebody, Maulana? So we should make shukr. That is very important. And Maulana ever told you people, Jazakumullah, you could sit and listen to me. That also didn't happen. Today we don't make shukr. We don't make shukr of anyone. Nobody makes our shukr. And shukr is a great ibadah. If we make shukr, Allah Ta'ala will make you His wali. Allah will make you of the greatest awliya just by making shukr. But we don't make shukr. We complain a lot. May Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr also. Subhanallah.